thousands of additional migrants headed to U.S. border. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 25, 2018. Thousands of additional migrants are expected to arrive in Tijuana, Mexico, to try to claim asylum at the U.S. border. The incoming migrants are in addition to the approximately 5,000 migrants who already arrived in this border city during recent days. Jean Guerrero from KPBS first reported on the expected migrant arrivals after she spoke to a group who had just made their way to Tijuana, Baja California. This group of new arrivals in Tijuana say thousands more migrants are coming. That's in addition to 5,000 already here. At gpsnewspic.twitter.com/exctuvesigma. Jean Guerrero, at Jean Guerre, November 26, 2018. The new migrants appear to be from a group of 200 who, according to Frontera.info, arrived at the border city after having been stranded for days in Mexicali. The Mexican news site reported that the group was primarily made up of young adult males. The migrants said they felt betrayed by their compatriots who had told them that they would be allowed to enter the U.S. and request asylum. The arrival of the new caravan comes just hours after a group of migrants tried to rush the U.S. border at the San Ysidro port of entry. As Breitbart News reported, the effort forced U.S. Customs and Border Protection to shut down the port of entry and establish barricades with federal officers in riot gear. U.S. Customs and Border Protection tweeted that Border Patrol agents were forced to fire tear gas into the crowds as some of the migrants threw rocks. Today, several migrants threw projectiles at the agents in San Diego. Border Patrol agents deployed tear gas to dispel the group because of the risk to agents' safety. Several agents were hit by the projectiles. The situation is evolving and a statement is forthcoming. CBP, at CBP, November 25, 2018. As Breitbart News reported, the growing number of migrants arriving at Tijuana has stretched the border city's resources thin, forcing the mayor to call the issue a humanitarian crisis and demand that the Mexican federal government provide the city with needed resources. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and Stephen K. Bannon. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Stephen K. Bannon. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.